The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now, it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I find this to be a very sad story. It's a story about measles. Now, in the year 2000, measles was declared to be done, finished, over in the United States of America. Measles was over. It had been completely eliminated in the United States. It was determined to be that way back in 2000. Why? Vaccinations. Now, I want to be very careful how I approach this because I realize some people in our audience have some very strong feelings. But let me preface what I'm about to say by repeating what I have repeated over and over again. BNL TD, listen, think, discern. Don't believe everything you read or hear. Check things out for yourself. The internet is the source of so many wonderful things. The internet is the source of so many bad things. There is an anti-vaccine movement that is exploding in America. And you can find all kinds of information on the internet about the evils of vaccinations. I got into an interesting discussion. It's been a couple of years ago with someone about vaccines. And they were anti-vaccine, anti-vaccine, no vaccines. My children are not going to have any vaccines. Nope, 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 no vaccines. Nope. It's all a conspiracy to give our kids diseases and so on and so forth. And I let the individual talk for a while, and I said, polio. The person said, what? I said, polio. What about polio? And I said, do you know anyone or have you even heard of anyone who has polio? No. I said, do you even know what polio is? And this was a younger person, not a kid, but a younger person. I said, no, I've heard of it. But I said, can you describe polio? No. So you've never even heard of anyone who has polio? No. I said, do you know why? And they said, no. I said, vaccine. Now, I'm old enough to remember the scourges of polio. It was a horrible thing when I was a child. And you may have heard me tell this story before, but on our way to church every Sunday, we passed a large building with big, big, big glass windows. We passed it every Sunday, every Wednesday when we went to church. And this building was filled with iron lungs. Now, you young people have no idea what an iron lung is, but it was a big contraption made out of metal. And a patient with polio was unable to breathe. Their diaphragm was paralyzed. And they put a patient in a tube with only their head sticking out, big, long tube, and only their head sticking out, airtight seal around the neck, and that iron lung breathed for them. It was a horrible thing. And there were thousands of children in America with polio, and we would drive by that every Sunday, every Wednesday, and I would see those kids in the iron lung through the glass. Today, it's gone for one reason. Vaccinations. Now, I'm not going to get into the scientific things about vaccinations, but I have a wonderful, wonderful Christian doctor that I trust explicitly. He is a solid born-again Christian who genuinely cares about his patients and is brilliant. And I've asked him several times, hey, what about vaccinations? He said, most of them are absolutely safe. What you read is simply not true. They take reports and skew them and so on. Well, because of the anti-vaccine movement in America. Headline, quarantines at two L.A. universities amid U.S. measles outbreak. A quarantine at two Los Angeles universities. University of California and Cal State University comes as the number of measles cases nationwide has hit a 25-year high. Measles was obliterated. It was eradicated until the anti-vaccine movement. Now, I am not criticizing you, and I'm certainly not condemning you if you've become a part of the anti-vaccine movement. All I'm saying is be an LTD, check things out, don't believe everything you read on the internet. Please don't. Hey, listen, you can prove anything with experts on the internet. No matter what you believe, no matter how wacky, no matter how kooky it is, you can find experts to validate your point on the internet. Just be careful. We have a huge measles outbreak in America when this disease was eradicated 20 years ago. It's back, and children are going to die. Just be wise. That's all I'm asking. All right. We're going to go to Charles in Columbus. Charles, you're on Bobberty Live.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
What's on your mind today, Charles?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am fine. I'm not sure that you really care, but you always ask, and that's nice. So what's on your mind?
There you go. There you go. Make an assumption. You always talk about what people.
Hey, Charles. Hey, Charles. What's on your mind today?
You make an assumption, Bob. There's your
Charles.
Answer.
What is
about,
on
let
your?
Me about what I, let me speak about
Charles.
What, I called about.
What is on let your me, mind?
Let me speak about what I called about.
That's what I'm asking. What is on your mind?
Tuesday we talk. Can I talk?
Charles.
Last Tuesday when we
Charles,
last
if you
Tuesday
if you
talk,
Charles,
last,
I, Charles, I want to be
Tuesday
kind to
talk.
You.
Bob,
but you make it so hard.
Bob, do this. Trust the Lord.
Charles.
Rely on him. He'll give you the strength.
Charles.
He'll give you the strength.
Charles, what's on your mind?
Allow me to continue. Now, Bob, last Tuesday we talked, you made a comment. It bothered me when you said it, and the more I thought about it, it really bothered me. You said, we're talking about racism, and you said, basically you said, you people need to get over that. That happened in the past, okay? Well, I'm not going to get over that because the past is who I am. That made me who I am. You, basically what you said is, forget about who you are, Charles. Don't worry, forget about that. Forget about who you are. The past made me who I am, okay? You just said, thug criminal burned down three black churches earlier this month. That is an institution in our country. Burning down black churches, killing black people, innocent people, is a tradition in our church. 4 years ago, you had a thug criminal go into a black church and kill 9 innocent black people. But again, that's a tradition in our institution,
okay,
in our country.
Someone in Texas went in and killed 27, 28 white people. There were a whole bunch of teenagers, white kids in Texas about 10 years ago that were killed. Those are all tragic events. They're horrible events. But we've got to quit seeing everything from race. And you keep saying that's who you are. Charles, that's your problem. That does not define who you are. God's grace, God's blessing, God's work in your life makes you who you are, not something that happened over 150 years ago. If that is who you are, You got serious problems if you are who you are because of something that happened 150 years ago. I say this kindly, I say it compassionately. You need to go get some counseling, brother, because that, I just can't imagine living that way. But thanks for the call. Can you imagine living that way? What if, now this is totally hypothetical. Let's say that my great-grandpa was a mass murderer. My great-grandpa was a mass murderer. He killed 147 people innocently, and he went to prison. And my family was branded because my great-grandpa or my grandpa or whoever was a mass murderer. And I allow that to define me today, even though my great-grandpa has been dead. Are you serious? I'm going to allow that to define me and define my life? What a sad way to live. And I say that with respect and compassion. But what a sad, sad way to live. All right, I got to take a break. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, those of you following the United Methodist Church, I don't know what to call it. Scandal, fiasco, developments. Honestly, I'm not sure what to call it, but you remember that the General Council met in St. Louis back in February and passed by a narrow margin, the so-called traditional plan concerning sexuality, marriage, ordination of pastors and so forth, passed by a narrow margin largely because of the African contingent that were there. The meeting was the worldwide United Methodist Church, and there were enough conservative Bible-believing Africans there that they held the day on the vote and approved the so-called traditional plan. But I reported to you a few days ago that the highest court of the United Methodist Church, the Judicial Council, was going to meet to determine whether the traditional plan was constitutional. Now, I want to be careful here. I don't know all the ins and the outs of the polity, the government of the United Methodist Church, the denomination, and so forth. I honestly don't, and I have no desire to get involved in all the politics. But the major issue is it biblical? Not constitutional. Is it biblical? Well, they had to determine whether it was constitutional. Well, here's the headline. UMC High Court partially upholds the traditional plan on LGBT issues. Yeah, partially upholds. A decision made public today by the United Methodist Judicial Council ruled that the traditional plan approved earlier this year at the special session has parts that violate the denomination's constitution. Known as Judicial Council Decision 1378, the ruling refused to strike down the entire traditional plan, noting that the petitions within it that were unconstitutional can be severed from the remainder. Now, it is a whole bunch of legal gobbledygook, and to be honest with you, I've read it two or three times, and I'm not really sure I understand it. And I am of at least average intelligence. But from what I can gather, the decision by the Judicial Council will leave the most important parts of the traditional plan in effect, which means coming January 1st, it will be the official position of the United Methodist Church that same-sex marriage will not be accepted by the church. Same-sex partnerships will not be recognized by the church. And same-sex couples cannot and will not be ordained by the church. There are other parts about leaving the denomination and who gets the property and all that, evidently that were ruled unconstitutional. But the parts that, and again, this is what I'm interpreting, and it's, talk about legal gobbledygook. From the way I'm interpreting this, the United Methodist Church will indeed maintain a biblical definition of marriage and sexuality. Now, a lot of people are not happy about this. I want you to listen to this because this is so bizarre. Reconciling Ministries Network, which is an advocacy group that sought to change the position on LGBT, they're a liberal group, said that the traditional plan is deeply unjust and painful. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. Quote, the traditionalist plan was passed by the efforts of organized opponents to gospel inclusion, who have funded and promoted the demise of Christian witness across denominations, who have dared to call out white nationalist strain of Christianity. So get this. The liberals in the United Methodist Church are saying the people who believe in traditional marriage are a bunch of white nationalists. What? What does race have to do with this? They're actually saying that. The people who uphold the biblical view of marriage are a bunch of white nationalists. Now, here's what's really bizarre, crazy, and loony about this. Were you listening to me just a few minutes ago? Who were the people that actually pushed the United Methodist Church to accept the traditional plan that the liberals are calling white nationalists? Who was it in the denomination that actually assured the passing of the traditionalist plan? The Africans. Can I repeat that? So according to the liberals at the Reconciling Ministries Network, a liberal group within the United Methodist denomination, the people to blame for passing the white nationalist policy of marriage are the Africans. It was a bunch of those white nationalist Africans. Does it get more crazy than that? So the good news is it looks like most of the traditional plan passed at the General Conference will be implemented come January. Does that mean the battle is over? Oh, no, 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 no. Far, far from over. Pray for the Bible believers.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.